Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, welcome to the south side of Chicago. Mets taking on the high-powered White Sox offense. They've been certainly a big story of this year. They had lost 100 games each of the previous three seasons, and their offense has been, again, a huge part of it. Have you noticed, just prepping from them, is there something categorically that they're really good at that you're trying to, for your whole pitching staff, try to counter this weekend?
Yeah, they're a slug-based offense and a patience-based offense. In the three true outcome sense, it's home runs, it's walks, and it's strikeouts. They punch out about as much as anybody in baseball. Hit the ball at the ballpark. Plays in this ballpark, I was just watching BP out there for a little bit, and everything is flying 25 rows deep right now. So they get the ball in the air all over the park, and they've had success doing that. So for us, it's limiting damage. It's getting to strike out and exposing those things.
It's funny with pitchers. I remember when Clay Holmes was here, he always talked about limiting slug. How do you do that? How do you limit? Okay, I'm going to throw a pitch. I don't want to give up a home run here. How do you actually convert that into results?
It's just a good plan for each hitter's understanding what they do well and what you do well, sticking with your strengths and then attacking their weaknesses at the same time. Sean is going to be Sean on the mound today. I think it's pretty obvious he's his best when his four is at the top of the zone. He's mixing in a cutter and the sweeper's playing consistently. He's not going to reinvent himself, but certain hitters see more cutters or more sweepers than other hitters, and that's based on our effort to limit slug in this case.
With Sean Manaea, as we've seen his velo tick back up, he doesn't really throw too many pitches. The changeup's kind of been that white whale that he'll bring in and out every once in a while. But do you think the cutter is that third pitch that allows him to have the other two, fastball and sweeper, really identify themselves?
Is the opportunity to be that for him. Hasn't been consistently up till now, especially last game. Felt like he had some opportunities to get to it. Probably would have extended his outing a little bit, but he's been really good. It was the outing in Pittsburgh with 11 punch outs where he dominated. It was a two pitch mix primarily. So it's hard to argue with those results, but he does have other weapons he can go to if he needs to.
Offensively, got Bo Bichette with a DH day. Everything okay with him? Just get him off his feet?
Yeah, he's great. I think packaging that around an off day gives a guy a good opportunity to recover a little bit and be off their feet a little more than usual. It's good to get Brett back out there at third base again. He puts work in all over the field, and he's kind of had some shortened games here recently because he's been in the outfield mostly, and we're really comfortable with him at third base.
I know you've answered a ton of questions from me about Benj and Ewing first year, getting tired, how to handle that. Obviously, AJ is going through it right now. What are you seeing from him that might be some good signs that you like while he's going through this right now?
I think he's going to grind. He's wired that way. Smoked a ball off the second base bag. I had never seen anybody do that in the air the other day. That was really cool to see. He did that, and he took a walk. He was instrumental in the win we got in our last game. So that's all you're looking for. How can you contribute to the team winning baseball games right now if you make it bigger than what it is and you start thinking about how many hits you've had in the last 2 weeks or last month? That starts to get overwhelming. If you can just lock in and do what it takes to win a baseball game, you tend to get out of things a lot quicker.
Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.